I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. It was a beautiful day today here in the great Northwest, Pacific Northwest. Beautiful blue skies, nice warm temperatures. Spring seems to be coming. And what's odd is that now spring is happening and the sun is out. I get awakened early because the sun peeks through the windows and I find myself having to nap and, you know, and I was such a scatterbrain today, and it's all because of the fact that sometimes I feel like, oh, I'll be fine tomorrow. I'll be able to find the information I need for the show. I have this plan. I know what I'm going to do. And then I wake up and I think, wait a minute, you know, big block in the head, wondering what's going on. And I realize, oh, yeah, okay, I got something to talk about. And see, I don't know what is going on with the mainstream media, because you know, of course I have to read what they're saying so I can at least counter it or figure out another place to, you know, put my mind, because living in a technological world and dealing with the internet and dealing with this nonsense with TikTok, it divorces us from real life, because we see ourselves falling into this inert, abstract, and dead screen existence. And it should not be surprising that people grow sick and tired of mainstream political news. It fills their days and nights. I don't know how anybody can tolerate that much political news. I see it on CNN. I hear it in the car. And I say to myself, does anybody want to take a break for a moment? And do they want to extend their belief system into studying, I don't know, what or why leaders are motivated to do what they do? Is there something, I talk about the synarchy, I talk about the sorcery and priestcraft that goes with being a leader. I mean, it's been going on since the pharaohs. Magic, sorcery, synarchy, something greater to them. You wonder, well, what's greater than a president? What's greater than a king? Well, there's got to be something bigger that they follow. And it's probably some dark Luciferian combination that, you know, creates these Luciferian patterns. And when you do begin to realize that so much of the news that you're hearing about is grotesque and it's propaganda and misinformation, you just see the stories. They're twisted right and left to tie minds into knots. And sometimes you need a break, because we realize the news tells us tales made for useful idiots, full of sound and fury, signifying absolutely nothing. So I get the feeling that we are at this point of social loss, and so I want to find meaning. And I do it in the morning. I do it with my coffee. I do it, you know, looking at art, literature, going through history, science. You know, there's nothing wrong with being a science geek. I mean, I'm not into scientism, but I am a sci-fi nerd. I'm proud to say that I am. And I love to do geek checks from time to time. And so today, I realized, and I knew this, and it just hit me this morning, that today is a big day for geeks and those who wish to explore the esoteric. Today is Pi Day. And as a geek trying to keep up my geek cred, I do celebrate Pi Day. It's when the digital calendar says that it is 314 or 3.14 Pi Day, remembering how numbers and math and the sum total of the universe can be a bit overwhelming. I'm afraid of numbers, but I embrace things. I try to embrace my fears, and so Pi Day is one of those numbered days that I look at and celebrate. And hopefully mathletes care about the numeric coincidence of the day. But traditionally at our office, I go out. Or today I sent Wes out to get a pie. Today it was a pizza pie. Some days we get, you know, Dutch apple splat or something that we want to eat, something nice and nice with cinnamon, or and have it with black coffee. And yeah, okay, That's something we've done before, getting pies for the staff. But today it was the flying pie. Today it was a humongous pizza full of meat. And it was an excuse, literally, to celebrate and be thoughtful of synchronicity. It's also interesting to note that it's Einstein's birthday today. I how appropriate is that? 3.14. And it's Einstein. And of course, if you take 3.14, write it down, then hold it up to a mirror, it spells pie, P-I-E, right? That's pretty interesting, I think. It's just this strange coincidence that, you know, you have to start small here, but it gets bigger and it gets more mind-blowing. Because Pi Day is worth thinking about, and not just because it's a cute quirk of the calendar, not because I can come up with these strange coincidences, but pi, 3.14, is a transcendental, irrational number that shows up in a surprising number of places, beyond just being the Greek letter that symbolizes the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter. One can measure a circle beginning anywhere. Charles Fort said that. But pi is central to math. Pi is central to engineering. And pi is important to the life sciences. And it has been calculated out of, it goes out to about 50 trillion decimal places. So if it wants to, pi can be a pretty big deal. Believe it or not, Pi Day is officially recognized by the House of Representatives. It's also a portent day as well because we know that tomorrow brings us the Ides of March. And that's another interesting day. And we've talked about the Ides of March before. And it's certainly, you know, it's certainly an interesting time. This is when war campaigns and strangeness take place. Another coincidence for Pi Day is that scripture in Exodus. Exodus 3:14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. Pi Day, 3.14. I am that I am. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Back with more Ground Zero. Don't go away. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.